Okay, here's another take on what I've been looking at so far. So, like in the previous one, we've been looking at mindfulness, acceptance, and commitment therapy, also known as the MAC approach. And since I've been reading it, and like I said before, it's a concept that's different to what I've been exposed to as much, because, you know, we're always looking at what can we change, what can we control, and always thinking, you know, if I feel good and if I think good, then I should perform good. But, you know, this isn't always the case, right? That just because we feel bad doesn't mean we necessarily perform badly. So a key concept that it kind of puts forward is this, is what they call cognitive fusion. And my summary of it is this, right? So cognitive fusion talks about, you know, the issue that we may have and the reason why, you know, the way we think impacts maybe our behavior is that we believe our thoughts match reality. So therefore we are now acting based off of what we think about reality rather than what reality is in itself. So, you know, people will go into a competitive environment and see crowds and, you know, start thinking, I can't perform in crowds, when really it's a process where they're thinking, well, or where they should be telling themselves, I'm thinking that I can't perform in crowds. So there's a bit of a difference, right? The thought is viewed as a statement of fact. So that's the issue. So we always think that our thoughts match reality, when separately we need to start viewing it as, this is just a thought, you know. So I'm thinking that I can't perform in crowds, not I can't perform in crowds. There's a difference within that. So it kind of promotes this thing called cognitive diffusion. So what that basically says is that we need to separate our thoughts from reality. You know, what we think doesn't match with what things really are. So we can identify something as just being a thought, you know, or just being a thought of something, rather than thinking this is what reality is. Because I've thought this, this is what it is. You know, being able to separate the two and being able to actually observe your thoughts is what it's, or what the approach kind of looks into and what it views as important. And, you know, these thoughts can also be rules, so it can be shown as rules, you know. So over time we learn maybe certain blueprints, you know, like if you see an authority figure, then that might trigger you to behave in a certain way. So another part of it is that, you know, sometimes we act in accordance to the rules that we've made in history, but then once again we're acting because of what we're thinking, we're not acting because of what reality is, you know. So that's a distinction that it makes too. And basically, in a nutshell, this approach tries to emphasize that we need to act in accordance to what is actually happening and what the absolute reality is, not acting in line with what we think reality is. And then this is where it just gets sticky, you know. When we act in alignment with how we think things are, it means that we're not acting relatively or efficiently to what is actually around us, you know. So yeah, hopefully that makes sense for people. Obviously, if you give me feedback as well in terms of what parts you didn't understand, or if it didn't make sense as a concept, or I need to go over it again, then just let me know. But that's like how I'm understanding the concept or the approach of mindfulness, acceptance, commitment therapy. And yeah, like I said, this is going to be a learning experience, and this podcast is about, you know, me showing what I'm learning as well, and my journey through trying to understand certain principles and concepts and so on.